Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Maybach, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration. And Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Ciao e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Coffee Break Italian show. Io sono Maurizio.
E io sono Francesca.
Ciao Francesca, come stai oggi?
Ciao Maurizio, sto benissimo, grazie. E tu?
Sono molto felice che sei qui.
Grazie.
Siamo finalmente insieme.
Sì, non vedevo l'ora, abbiamo aspettato questo momento da...
Da sempre.
Sì.
Well, what are we going to do today? In this weekly episodes of the Coffee Break Italian show, we help you improve your Italian one coffee break at a time.
If you are listening to the podcast, you can subscribe to the podcast feed. Or if you are watching the video version, you can subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Allora, Maurizio, di che cosa parliamo oggi?
Oggi parliamo di espressioni con avere.
Ah, oh, espressioni con avere, expressions, phrases using the verb avere.
Yes, so if you've watched the previous episode, Mark and I discussed these expressions.
Sì.
And today we're gonna practice them together.
Va bene, non vedo l'ora. Allora,
siamo pronti?
Sì, cominciamo.
Cominciamo.
Allora, Maurizio, which phrases, which set phrases with avere did you cover in the previous episode?
So we've covered some interesting ones, some mm-hmm. fairly simple ones.
Okay.
For example, we started with an expression that helps us describe age.
Okay, so ad esempio, ho 18 anni.
Exactly, so avere a number anni.
Okay.
Ho 18 anni. Or if you want to ask for someone's age, you're going to ask, quanti anni hai?
Sì, sì. So it's really important to remember that while in English you use the verb to be for this type of question, in Italian you have to switch to avere.
Esatto. And the same thing happens for For example, avere caldo, to be hot, to be warm, or avere freddo, to be cold.
And I think here, at times, students or listeners get a little bit confused and they think they need gender agreement, like sono calda or sono fredda, but it's actually a set phrase. So we don't need to worry about the person who is saying
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So whether it's me or you, we're going to say o caldo or o freddo.
Sì, sì.
Okay. And then another expression also covering bodily needs, we're going to say, like to be hungry, to be thirsty, or to be sleepy. We talked about avere fame.
Certo, avere fame, to be hungry.
Avere sete.
To be thirsty.
E avere sonno.
Ah, il mio preferito, to feel sleepy.
Abbiamo sempre sonno.
Un pochino, sì, sì.
And
some more complex ones, maybe?
So we talked about, for example, to be right or to be wrong, which are quite different from English in Italian.
Sì.
These are avere ragione or avere torto.
Sì, so avere ragione, to be right, avere torto, to be wrong.
Exactly. So for example, if I want to say to you, you are right.
Hai ragione.
Hai ragione. If I want to say Francesca ha torto, that means Francesca is wrong.
Sì,
but
sì.
Francesca is never wrong.
No, mai.
And then we also covered, for example, avere fretta.
Oh, that's a useful one. Sì, ho fretta.
Ho fretta, I'm in a hurry. Literally, I have haste or I have hurry. And we also covered avere paura.
And this also requires the preposition, which is a useful thing to remind our listeners
and
of.
That preposition is the preposition di.
Ad esempio, ho paura del buio.
Exactly. Ho paura del buio. I'm scared of darkness.
Sì, perfetto.
And then can you think of another pair of avere expressions that I might have discussed with Mark?
Sì, I think I have an idea.
Okay.
And this also contains some interesting sounds. Mm-hmm. So avere bisogno with the gn sound.
Exactly. And that one means to need.
Uh-huh.
Avere bisogno di, again.
Ad esempio, ho bisogno di aiuto.
Yeah, I need help. Or ho bisogno di una mano.
I need a hand.
I need help again.
Okay.
And also avere voglia.
Avere voglia di. So
again.
We shouldn't forget the preposition.
Exactly. So here we said, for example, ho voglia di gelato. I want an ice cream. I fancy an ice cream. Or ho voglia di leggere un libro.
Okay, sì. And it's really interesting to see the ll sound there.
Yeah.
So it's a bonus to practice the ll sound, voglia.
Exactly. So these are the expressions that Mark and I covered in our last episode.
Okay.
And now what I was thinking of doing is I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me what you would do in that scenario. And you're going to try and use as many expressions with avere as you can.
Okay. Mi sembra una buona idea. Fate questo esercizio con me, mi raccomando.
Siamo pronti?
Sono prontissima.
Okay.
Vai.
Partiamo con il primo scenario.
Okay.
Okay. It's a snowy day and you have to go to work.
Oh, mamma mia. Okay. So what could I say? I could say ho freddo, sicuramente.
Okay.
Ho freddissimo.
Cold, for sure.
Sì. Ho voglia di un caffè bollente.
Very good. So
sì.
I'm craving or I fancy, I want a super hot coffee.
Sì, or tea, because I'm drinking tea just now, so maybe ho voglia di un tè bollente.
Ok, ho voglia di un tè or ho voglia di un caffè, perfect.
Sì, ho bisogno di una giacca pesante.
Very good, so I need, in this case, avere bisogno, ho bisogno di una giacca pesante, I need a heavy jacket, a coat.
Sì. And I think I would also say, oh, sonno.
As we said, we're always sleepy. Abbiamo sempre sonno.
Un pochino. I really like this exercise and
I
hope our listeners have done it with me from home or wherever you're watching us. Maurizio,
is it my turn?
Sì.
Okay.
Sì, sì. Allora, You've just come back from a hard day at work.
Okay.
Okay. And you haven't had your dinner yet.
So I'm going to be grumpy.
Un pochino.
Allora, I can say, for example, ho fame.
Mm-hmm.
Ho molta fame.
I'm hungry.
Famissima.
Very hungry.
Ho sonno.
Ok, perché abbiamo sempre sonno,
perché abbiamo
detto.
Sempre sonno, perché ho lavorato, because I worked, as certo. We were saying here. What else can I say? I haven't eaten. We can say ho voglia di una pizza.
Ah, buona idea anch'io. So I fancy a pizza. I yep. feel like a pizza.
I feel like having a pizza all the time.
Sì, sì. Beh.
Well, it's pizza.
È pizza,
and we're
sì.
Italian, so that makes sense. And what else can I say? I can say ho bisogno di rilassarmi.
Sì, è importante. So we can use the verb, the structure ho bisogno di also with verbs, yeah. Not just with nouns, but also with a verb mm-hmm. in the infinitive.
Yeah. And in this case I said rilassarmi, which is a reflexive verb,
sì.
But we're using mi at the end because it's, I'm talking about io.
Esatto, that's very useful.
Yep.
Okay, shall we do another
one?
Sì, dai.
I'm gonna ask you another
sì.
One. Okay, so the next one is different. So we talked about work. In this case, we're talking about holiday.
Oh, che bello, le vacanze.
Le vacanze. So you're on holiday, sei in vacanza.
Okay.
On a tropical island.
Bello.
And the sun is shining.
Wow, un sogno. Allora, vediamo un po'. Sicuramente ho caldo.
Mm.
Ho bisogno della crema solare.
Very good. So I'm hot. I need sunscreen.
Sì, mm-hmm. sicuramente. Ho voglia di uno spritz.
So I'm craving a spritz. I'm fancying sì. Having a spritz, Aperol. Aperol
sì.
Spritz.
E anche probabilmente ho paura di scottarmi la pelle, di ustionarmi.
Very good. So I'm scared of getting sunburn no?
Sì.
Scottarsi.
Sì, sì, sì.
Again, we're using a reflexive verb.
In the infinitive.
Uh-huh. I said
again.
Rilassarmi and you're
scottarmi.
Saying scottarmi.
Sì,
okay.
Sì. Okay, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you're moving to a new house or a new flat. You can decide una casa o un appartamento
okay.
nuovo. And with a friend of yours, con un amico o con un'amica, che cosa diresti? What would you say?
What would I say? I would say, well, if I'm moving,
mm-hmm.
I'm probably being, you know, very active moving my furniture. So I'm going to say, ho sete.
Sì.
Ho voglia di un bicchiere d'acqua.
So I'm thirsty, I fancy, I feel like having a glass of water.
And I'm going to say also that devo avere pazienza.
Okay, so I have to be patient, I must have the patience.
Yeah, perché, you know, il trasloco è pesante,
sì.
È stancante.
Il trasloco, it's a good word, is the move when you're moving from one house to the other. So
yeah.
It's heavy, it's tiring.
And I'll finish by saying, ho voglia di fare una festa.
Oh, che bello, sono invitata.
Certo che sei
Grazie.
Invitata, Francesca, of course.
So Maurizio fancy having a housewarming party and I'm invited. Che bello.
Wow. Francesca, we've reviewed all of the expressions we studied with Mark in the previous episode, so I think we can wrap this up here.
Sì, certo, va bene.
Perfetto. We hope you enjoyed this lesson of the Coffee Break Italian show. We've put together a blog post with all the examples used in this episode, and you can check it out by clicking the link in the description.
And if you would like more help with your Italian, you can subscribe for regular free email lessons. Just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian.
The Coffee Break Italian show will be back next week. In the meantime, look out for the next mini lesson in your inbox if you've signed up to the mailing list.
Beh, allora è tutto per questo episodio.
È tutto per oggi, Francesca. Grazie di essere stata qui con me.
Grazie a te, Maurizio. E come sempre...
Happy Coffee Breaking!
Ciao!
Ciao!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.